Okay, so in the Shimon Basruch Kolov, Rabbi Simon this past week did packet 19, which was the Inyan of Na Bar Na. So it's covered some of the main points that Rabbi Simon mentioned. The Makor for Na Bar Na is Gemara Chula and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. And that Gemara describes the case. Dogam Sha'olah B'Kairo. If someone takes fish and they put it on a Kairo, a plate, the plate is a flesh of plate. It's hot. Something is hot here. The plate is hot. The dogim is hot. So you have the tama baser that's going into the dogim. And the Gemara says, Shmuel says, and so you pass get mutral ochel b'kutach, that you are allowed to eat that with kutach. You're allowed to eat that fish with kutach is a milchik sauce. So you're allowed to eat it with milchik. So dogim, sha'al b'kara, mutral ochel b'kutach. So we have a tam fleishuk that went from the plate into the dog, that went from the fleishuk into the plate, from the plate into the dog, and you're allowed to have that with milchix. We call that a tam sheni because it's two time, right? The tam from the basar into the plate is one tam, and then from the plate into the dog, that's a tam sheni. So a tam sheni, you're allowed to eat with, in this case, milchix, and it would be the opposite if it was milchix to fleishuk. So the question is, why is this allowed? The Gemara says, this is mutter, why is it allowed? So the Ramban, quoted in the Ran, basically explains that a tam sheni is a tam kolish. And because it's a tam kolish, it can't aser the tam shlishi. So it can't aser the kutach that's going to come in. It can't aser it. It's not strong enough. So it's not that the tam sheni is mutter, just the tam sheni is not strong enough to aser a tam shlishi. It's not strong enough to aser the kutach. And the Ramban writes that for Basar and Cholah, they both have to become Basar. Both, the Basar and the Cholah have to aser each other. If only one is going to become Basar, one will be Basar. So since the flesh of tam in the dog can't aser the kutach, because the tam sheni is not strong enough to make a tam shlishi aser, so it can't make the iser set in on the kutach, therefore everything is mutter. The kutach is mutter, the dog is mutter, it's all mutter, and you're allowed to eat at them together. Okay? So, parenthetically, I didn't put this on the sheet because it's kind of just a side thing. Rabbi Akiva Eiger had a kasha on that Ramban from a Gemara that made it sound like Basar Mechala was asr even if only one of them became asr and not both of them asr, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger answers the kasha. So I'm just referencing it because Rabbi Simon mentioned it, but I'm not going to go into it now. So that's the issue. So tam sheni is a tam kolish, and therefore a tam kolish can't create an iser and a tam shlishi. So we learn a very important thing from this, that the idea of nat bar nat is you're creating an iser. So in order to create an iser, you need a tam kolish. That's why the klal with nat bar nat is it's only mutter by hetera bala. Only the thing which was the iser we're talking about is like a basar b'cholov. In this case, right, basar, which is kosher basar, got nivla into cholov. So that can't create an iser. Tam kolish can't create the iser. But if it's yisura bala, if let's say the tam that's in this plate is not a tam of kosher meat, it's tam chazer, then no matter how many timeim you go, it's always going to be aser. Yisura bala does not have the heter of nakarnat because you don't have to create the iser is there. So the iser is not going to be paka, it's not going to leave just as the tam kolish. The tam kolish is not strong enough to create an iser, but it won't make a pre-existing iser disappear. That's why an important klal by nat bar nat is that it's only then in heter bala, not isura bala. Okay, that's step one. That's the aleph base of nat bar nat. Okay, so now, we did why it works and the important afkamin of hetera bala. So now, what exactly does nat bar nat matter? Okay, that's number two on the sheet here. So you have a machlokas, based on machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi holds that the Gemara says, dogim she'alu, dogim which were put on the plate. So he makes a diak, Rashi. This Rashi is actually quoted in Tosfos. The Ravon quotes his father-in-law Rashi as this, that dafka alu is mutter. But if nisbashlu, if let's say the dog was not put on the plate, the dog was cooked in a pot that had the flesh of tam, that would be usur. The heter of nap or not, it's only by alu, not nisbashlu. And the case that the Ravan quotes that happened in Rashi's house was Beit Simshon. I just put in parentheses here just to have an example. It was Beit Simshon nisbashlu b'kdeir shel cholov. The case was Beit Sim that were cooked in a milchik pot, then yomo milchik pot, presumably. So that Rashi answered in his house, Rashi answered those Beit Sim to be eaten with fleishach, with a fleishach type of a sauce. So again, he's a medayik. Dogim sha'alu, dafka alu, alu in the spashlul. Now, the Rambam and the Smach argue with that. They say, la dafka alu, afilu nispashlul is mutter. Even if it's cooked, even if the dogim are cooked in a fleshech pot, it would still be mutter. So, what's the halacha? So the halacha is that the machaber passes like the Rambam, and I just put a quote here: "Dogim shenispashlu or nitzlu b'gdeir shalvasar," right? And it's cleaned out. V'chulei mutar lachem mukutach. If fish were cooked or nitzlu sli, they were roasted in the k'deira of basar, it's still mutar. It's in a nap or not. Now that machaber just parenthetically, which quotes then that nitzlu is also mutar. So the Rambam himself happens to be Machmer by Nitzlu, but this is how it's quoted in the Machaber, and that's the basic Gisha approach of the Rambam, that Alu is Avdachta. And the Machaber passes, whether it's Nisvashlu or Nitzlu, it doesn't make a difference. Naparnach takes in, Mutalach and Makutach. The Ramah, though, says that the Chatzchila, we should be Choshesh like Rashi. And the Ramah's Lashon is, I put it here because it's important to see his Lashon, V'yesh machmir b'tzliyo v'bishol. There are those that are machmir by tzliyo and bishol. And he ends off, v'haminog lesor l'chatchila. That the minog is to be machmir for this shita l'chatchila. U'b'dyevet motor v'cholimim. But b'dyevet, it's all motor. Okay, so that's the parameters of what is aser and what is motor by nap bar nap. Is it dafka alu or only, or even a spashtim? Now, going weiter to Roman numeral 3, which is an outgrowth of Roman numeral 2, and that is not bar nat. So we just said that is not bar nat a din lechatzchila or a din only b'dieved? So again, alu, we medayik, dogim she'alu. Alu is a lashon of b'dieved, Smach says, right? It doesn't say mutter. Litain dogim bikara. It says dogim she'alu, dogim which were put on, which implies that it was done. So if it was done, so what's the halacha? The person asked the rabbi, is it mutter or is it aser? But to do it initially, the Gemara doesn't say that. So the halacha is that to some extent this is only within b'di'evet. What type of b'di'evet it is? So the Shach, in Sifkat and Gimel, he explains the Machaber and the Ramah as follows. He says, if you'll see, this is from the Shach, but he's explaining, the Mechaber holds, that it's also to be Mevashel L'chatchila Amanas L'chol B'cholot. Right? You know it's a flesh of pat. It's a ben yomo flesh of pat. So it's also to cook your spaghetti in that pat L'chatchila Amanas to make your baked ziti and to put it with challah, with cheese. But I will inquire bishel. But if you already did it, you already have the spaghetti. The spaghetti was already cooked in that flesh of pot. You're allowed to now melt your cheese on top of it. Okay, that's the machaber's gather of lechatzchila and b'dieved. The Ramah though explains the Shach has a different gather, a different parameter for what lechatzchila and b'dieved is. Ramah has one step more machmir. He says that even if you already cooked that spaghetti in that fleshach ben yomo pot, right, it's still usur to melt your cheese on it. But if you already melted the cheese on it and then you realize, oh, what did I do? This spaghetti was really made in my fleshach ben yomo pot. Now what? So if it's done already, meaning the cheese is already melted on your spaghetti, then it's mutter to eat. You don't have to throw it out. So the Rama is one step more machmir than the Machaber. Okay? So far, we're talking about ben yomo, right? The pat is, of course, it was a ben yomo pat. It had a, again, just to explain it out, there was tam basra that went into the pat, that's tam rishon. It goes out into the spaghetti, or the water to the spaghetti, so you have several no same tam by no same tams here. So that was the machokas. Now, in B, what if the pat was an eid of ben yomo pat? It's a plesha pat, but it was not used within the last 24 hours. Now what's the halacha? Does that change anything? So the answer is it does change things. How much does it change things? Is a machlokes. You have the shita of the gra and the kaf ha-chaim, which say that if it's an eid of ben yomo pat, it's mutar l'chatzila. Even the vashel amanas. So if you have your plesha pat, which is an eid of ben yomo pat, so since it's in a vinyom, what the Gon would say, and the Kaf HaChaim would say, you could take your spaghetti and cook it in that pot, even though you know that the reason you're doing it is to melt cheese on it. It's totally mutter. And the reason he explains is because it's too far removed. The whole issur of in a vinyom to vinyom is just, it's a gzera. It's too many gzeras to put together. You know, the whole in a vinyom is just a gzera. And this is a no same time on that, so they feel the whole thing is mutter. And Rav Simon said that Rav Abadi likewise passed this out. Now, the other, the dissenting shita, is that of the Isra Heter and the Chachmas Adam. Chachmas Adam is the Kusis Heter. And that is, they hold that it's only, if it's any of the Yom Pat, it's only one notch more Mekel. So the Rama would now hold that if you already cooked the spaghetti in the pot, you're allowed to put the cheese on it. So basically, in this case, the Rama would be masking to the lechatzilah of the Machaber. And he doesn't have his extra stringency above and beyond the Machaber. So according to the Isra Vehetzer and the Chachmas Adam, Eid of Ben Yomo knocks it one level more mekel, puts it up one notch. And according to the Gon and the Kaf HaChaim, it makes it two levels, meaning totally mutter. Okay, so the next issue regarding Naparnat that we discussed was, the question was, if you wash your flesh of kalim, now the way they did the dishes is that they had, let's say, a big pot, and they'd pour hot water in it, and then they'd put smaller utensils or smaller plates in there, and they would wash them. So let's say that big pot that's being used is a big milchik pot. And you have hot water in there, and you're washing fleishach kelim, your fleishach plates and your fleishach knives and spoons and forks in there, and everything's a ben yomo. The machvas, the big milk kli that your basin that you're using as a basin is a ben yomo. The fleishach kelim are bnei yomon. What's the halacha there? Right? Do I say that this is a nap bar nap? Because meaning the milk went into the but using it as your basin, the big pot. That's one no same time. And now it's leaving and going into the, I guess, the water. Right? So I say, well, that's a nap bar nap. So I can't then ask for the kalim. And the fleishach time went from the meat into, let's say, the knife, and from the knife into the water. Or do I say that that's worse than a nap bar nap? So this is the machlokas between the Sefer HaTshuma and the Ramban. The Sefer HaTshuma says it's all aser. It's all aser. What's the Sefer HaTshuma's reason? He says, because the tam basar leaves the kalim and goes into the water. And the tam chalav leaves the big pot, your washing basin, and goes into the water. And in the water, they come, I don't view the water as a separate thing. They just link up in the water, and they become basar b'chalav in the water. So it's like they're asking each other as tam shenis, meaning from the pot into the water, and there is aser. There, like, immediately meets up with the baser tam, and they ask each other. So it's not a nap bar nap according to the Sefer HaTshuma. The Ramban quotes the Sefer HaTshuma and argues with him, and he says it is a nap bar nap. And the Ramban uses the water as like a middle step. and I illustrated it here. He says it's Gimel Nos Neitam. It's the Basar into the, let's say, the Ka'ara into the Mayim, and now the Mayim into the Cholov. The water is like a separate step, and therefore that gives you your three Nos Neitam. So it's they don't meet till they're three nosing times, and we know that a third nosing time can't generate an ism, right? So the Ramban uses the water as a separate step, and therefore he holds that it's motto because it's not by not. The halafa is, how does the Mechaber Paskin? So the Mechaber Paskin is like the Ramban, that it's motto. The Ramah, though, says, Yesh Ostrim, like the Sefer Hashem. Now, in that Ramah, in Sif Gimel, Sadi Hegimel, I believe it is, if I'm not mistaken. So the Ramah then says, that is all when you're talking about Ben Yomos. If, though, it's an Eno Ben Yomo, no, I'm sorry. Let's not get, we discussed Eno Ben Yomo again. That's all if it is in a Kli Rishon. But if it's either a Kli Sheni, even though they're all together, all the kelim are together, and you have milk kelim, klesha kelim, all, but they're in a kli sheni, or even if it's a kli rishon, but it's zeh achar zeh, the same order, but you don't put, let's say, milk kelim and klesha kelim at the same time. So let's say the kli that you have is a change the case a little bit is now the basin of zeh a par. So now, but you want to wash milk and klesha kelim, and they're both at the same time. So if it's a kli rishon, it'll be also. If it's a kli sheni, so then you can put them in according to the Ramah at the same time, even if they're dirty, says the Taz. And even if it's not a Kli Sheni, if it's a Kli Rishon, but you put them in Zeh Achar Zeh, you put the Flesh Kelim and then you take them out, and then you put the Milch Kelim in, that would all be Mutter. So that's a Kula that the Ramah has by Kli Rishon Zeh Achar Zeh, or Kli Sheni Afil Vasachas. Now, practically, when does this really come up? So the halacha of Napanat that is related to this is dishwashers. So Rav Moshe, he quotes the Ramah we just mentioned, and I'm going to get into the nuts and bolts of it, but based on, he says even better than the Ramah, Rav Moshe basically says that dishwashers, Alpidin, based on Napanat, is mutter to use the same dishwasher for milk and klesha, zeh achar zeh. He's only choshesh, though, his tzadik shash, that the racks of the dishwasher, you may have some be'en left on them, and then the be'en would go in right away. But leaving the racks out of the question, also the actual dishwasher, he feels that it's even better than the Ramah. The Ramah even mattered the same order, Zachar said. The dishwasher is different order. So there's a nap bar na, and it's even better than the Ramah. So the Ramah, therefore, is mattered dishwasher, Zachar said. Again, racks, the racks are notwithstanding. Rabbi Zion quoted Rabbi Abadi, who's mattered even Vas Achas. Now, when Rabbi Abadi, we mean both Rabbi Abadis. Rabbi Yitzchak Abadi holds this way, and the Magin Ba'adi in the Sephardi community, who also matters. He's a long Truva, mattering dishwashers, Vas Achas as well. Rabbi Yitzchak Abadi, so, which is the one that Rabbi Simon always speaks to, so he holds that. According to the Ramban, it's for sure mutter. And even according to the Sefer HaTruma, which you want to say is Aser, he holds, this is a parenthetical, not exactly our issue, but I was mentioning, so Simon did that the water itself is pogum. The water that comes into the dishwasher, even before the soap is introduced, is pogum to the water. He says, go and look and you'll see. So that's what Rabbi's Kula. But that's an aside. Really, the Naparnat issue is what Ramosha deals with, and therefore he's the master dishwasher. Zephyr Zephyr. Racks notwithstanding, and you know, because the Enish Jew. Again, this is again by Milchik Stafleshuk. So, if you have a treif dishwasher, that would be a question of Yisurabal. So, we're not talking about that, we're talking about a Terabal. Two more small issues which we mentioned, and what is, and that is, what is the halacha if you have naparnat? Yeah, whatever the halacha naparnat is, you have it's naparnat. But Lamaisa, you taste it. You taste the tam. Let's say dogim shalug bakara, right? Mutar lochem bakutach. But then you eat it and you taste the tam fleishachs in it. Whatever reason, you taste it. So what's the halacha there? So the Kavachaim says aser. if you taste it, it's also the whole assumption is that you don't have to be choshek. You don't have to look for the tam. Because you assume it's a tam kalish, then you won't taste it. So I don't have to be choshek. I don't have to check before, have it tasted before. But lamaisa, if you taste it, it's also. The Kavachayim though does quote the Prichadosh and the Beis Ephraim who argue, and they say that even if you taste it, it's mutrak, it's a tam kalosh, and that type of a tam is not what the Torah asked, kiyu avyalma, and it doesn't count, and even if you taste it, it's mutter. The last issue, which I think we mentioned, is also a Kavachayim, and as the Kavachayim says, once again, look at the paradigm of the Gemara. Dogim shal bakar mutar ocha mukuta. We've been harping on that a lot and being medayik, you know, alu, b'dieved, alu, you know, yes, only nespashlu, that whole issue. The Kavachayim has another diak from the Gemara. He says the Gemara's case was precisely when the tam rishon went into the kli, the ka'ara, and the tam sheni went into the ochel, the dog, right? The basa went into the ka'ara and then into the dog. So tam rishon into the kli, tam sheni into the ochel. So Kavachayim says that's bedafka. In order for nafar not to be mutter, it has to be in that sequence. If it's the opposite, if the tam rishon goes into the ochel, and then from the ochel it goes into the kli, that would be aser. Because anything that goes into the ochel is like a tam rishon. So that has the dafka be tam rishon be kli and tam sheni be ochel. Again, another diuk from the actual case of the Gemara. So I think that basically sums up the issues of Nap or Not that Rabbi Simon mentioned in the Shir. And I think we'll stop here. Okay?
Rabbi Zuckman?